If we could just make a record of what is appointed.
Sure.
Yeah, approach. Garrett, earlier this morning, before we were this first brought in, we had a brief sidebar, all council report regarding the disclosure of some additional evidence the prosecution just made us aware of. And it pertains to the particular stain that appears in Exhibit 146. Right, the reason I asked for a recess right now, and the excuse of the jury, is so that you could hear the merits of our second now, Mr. on motion, before we have further testimony and a long day, basically, of scientific evidence and testimony. In essence, Judge, this spot that we're talking about now on item 46 has just this morning been identified to the defense as the blood spot. Heretofore, all indications and all information provided to the defense is that it was not blood. And I think until last night, that was...
Well, it hasn't been identified as blood. It has not been identified yet as anything by way of testimony.
Right. Which is why I asked for the timeout right now before we proceed further with this evidence. And after a few more predicate questions, Mr. Jansen has been talked to Mr. Grundy about this spot being actually blood. So the problem is this. We did not know that until today. That particular spot, Judge, was identified with the KM testing as blood, however.
As potentially. The KM cannot do
that. Potentially blood. However, no further analysis was done of the spot. Swab were taken on the spot for further testing, including obviously potential DNA testing related to that spot, which Mr. Grundy is going to indicate, as my understanding, is in fact blood as opposed to something else, or his indication is that it's likely blood as opposed to anything else. So the problem we've got for our mistrial motion purposes is basically a Brady violation. We have evidence that an agent or actor of the state has had in his possession, in his lab, since 2008. Evidence that we needed to know about back in that time frame, so that if no swabs were taken, as they should have been when the crime machine lab went through painstakingly, in a crime scene that includes the upstairs of this apartment, we would have at least had the opportunity to get back into that apartment, back into 08, and get appropriate swabs taken for appropriate testing for mitigation purposes. Unfortunately, time has passed. We don't have that opportunity now. But the Brady analysis that we're asking the court to examine for mistrial purposes is that we have potentially dramatically earth-shaking mitigating evidence in the upstairs area where the roommates live, that we need to know but that the crime lab technician, the crime lab technician in this crime scene investigation we had in LA, was likely a blood sample. That crime lab technician never generated a report disseminated to the state or the defense indicators that the spot we're looking at in State Exhibit 146 is likely blood evidence. Instead, this examiner took some notes and wrote down in his spot that they found a spot that was likely blood evidence and then left it at that. Didn't do any further testing, didn't swab it, didn't preserve it, nothing. Just made a note that we likely have blood evidence here. So the problem with that, Judge, at this point is you cannot turn back that clock. You cannot go back and get that potentially very mitigating evidence in our work for Mr. Matt, in our defense of Mr. Matt. And so it's on that basis, Judge, that we ask the court to grant our second mistrial motion. And on the second page, Judge, you'll see in reference to not only Brady specifically, but Kyle's authority and United States versus Holmes, evidence in the hands of any agent homes. The prosecution is not disclosed still amounts to a Brady violation. That agent has an obligation to come forward and provide that information to the state. The state also, Judge, has an affirmative obligation to go look. I understand that they had crime lab before, that's fine, but in a case like this, they have an opportunity and our position is an obligation to get the handwritten notes from the chief analyst of the crime scene task force and see what those notes said about any other evidence, inculpatory or unexculpatory. We don't have that, and that's on the basis of the instruction.